birth either
Love Talk Radio.
They shall perish, but thou remain, and they shall all shall find a home as a garment. Amen. Hebrews 11 and 11. Through faith, Sarah herself received the strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. And 12:11 is our last reading. Amen. Now no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Praise the Lord. Amen. Tonight we're studying, amen, how faith comes, and we're in on part two of our lesson. Amen. And so we know that Hebrews chapter 12 says that faith is, I'm going to read from the NIV version of King James, it says faith is confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things that we cannot see. And I like the way that's written. Faith is the confidence. Confidence means that no matter what happens, you still know that this thing is going to happen. You have confidence that it's going to work, that if nothing can shake it, you just believe it to the end. Amen. So faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen, okay? And also it gives us assurance about those things that we cannot see. We hope it'll happen. We can't see it, but we are assured by our faith that it will happen. So God, in this word, is telling us exactly what faith is. Evidence from hope, which becomes substance. Now, that's my own translation. Evidence from hope becomes substance. Let's talk about the human faith versus the Bible faith. And I often hear, and I remember years ago, my pastor, he's always said, we need to have the God kind of faith. And the people of God should have the God kind of faith. We have the Spirit of God on the inside, but there's no reason we should not have the faith of God. The Bible says that God gave to every man the measure of faith. So whatever your measure is, you should have the faith that God has. In other words, God has the faith that spoke the world into existence. Amen? And so whatever he says, and let me say this, I'm watching over my word daily to perform it. And whatever's written in his word is going to come to pass. So we need to understand that. Once we get that understanding and believe God, it's just that we are so caught up in this world and how we were raised and the natural. We're so caught up in the natural. And then we come to the Lord's side and try to bring some of the natural with us. But we have to separate ourselves, amen, in order to be born again. That means we don't think like we thought on the other side. On the other side, it's like if I don't see it, I don't believe. Right? But on the Lord's side, you don't have to see it. You have to believe it because the Lord says, because the Word says so. Amen? So there are several kinds of faith. Now, what am I talking about? Everyone has a natural or human faith. Faith are unseen. Remember the Bible says that God gave every man the measure of faith. But in Hebrews 11, faith is scriptural faith. Talking about the Bible faith. Believing with your heart, not your mind. Remember Romans 10, the Apostle Paul said to the Romans, the word is nigh thee even in your mouth. The Lord Jesus, that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, that means you got to open your mouth. You got to open your mouth and speak this thing. And not only speak it, but you got to follow that what you spoke with faith or with confidence. We talked about earlier, confidence, you know, knowing that, okay, this is it. Folks, sometimes confidence will make folks look at you like you're crazy. I believe the word. I believe what it is. It may not look like it to you, but I'm confident that it is. Hello? So there's a difference of believing with the heart and believe it with your mind. Your mind is where your physical senses are. And you can't believe what your mind tells you to believe. Especially your child is born again, a born again Christian. We're born into the family of God. We don't see things the way the world saw them, but we don't see them no more the way we saw them in the world. Bible faith is grasping or grabbing the unseen realm of hope and bringing it into the realm of reality. In spite of all the obstacles around you that might say it ain't gonna happen, might say it's not true, but because you have Bible faith, you're gonna keep confessing and believing exactly what you know to be true. As a child of God, we know God's word to be true. Am I right about that?
Amen.
And so we know God's word to be true. Then our faith and our confidence, and no matter what nobody says and no matter what our circumstances are at this particular time, to stand firmly on the have faith is to stand firmly on the word of God, to believe it if you don't see it. Hello? Amen. So Bible faith grows out of the word of God, which is in the Bible. And I understand that people that don't study the word of God don't have faith, but they don't have time to play around. Once you call yourself a Christian or a child of God, it's time to get to know God now. It's time to get to know his word. It's time to get to know his ways. And when you begin to know God, your faith will increase. If you don't ever, ever study the word of God, if you don't ever, ever learn God, have a relationship with God, a personal relationship with you and God, you will never, ever have that measure of faith. It will not go to the Bible kind of faith. You're simply walking in what you can see, what you can touch, what you can taste, and what you can feel. It won't be the Bible kind of faith. And the Bible kind of faith is not something that you can touch. It won't be tangible. It will manifest itself as tangible, but while you're hoping for it, it won't be tangible. So what are you going to do? Not hope for it anymore because you can't touch it? It won't be visible. Amen? But because it's not visible, because you can't see it with your natural eye, you're not going to believe for it? God forbid. So you hope for finances. In other words, you hope for finances to meet some certain obligations that you have to pay. Faith gives you the assurance that you will have the money when you need it, because faith is the evidence of things not seen. Now, if you ain't doing nothing not to get that money, then you can sit there like not on the log and say, well, I'm waiting on God and nothing will happen. You've got a job, you have to work. Work and use your finances the way. Now, a lot of times people take the money that they earn, and that's what we're not being a good steward over what the Lord has blessed us with. We take the money that we have earned, or the money that the Lord has blessed us with, and we spend them frivolously on things that should not even be a first on your list. It should be way at the bottom of your list if you have enough money. And then when it's time to pay your bills, which is your shelter, your electric to keep your electricity going, and your if you have a car payment or money to ride the bus and food to eat, food in your refrigerator. We've already spent it on frivolous things, and now we got to believe God to help us meet the need. Well, it won't work like that because you had the money. What are you talking about here? You had the money. God bless you with the money. You blew it. It's on you now. So if you got to work double time, triple time, quadruple time, don't ask God to make the pool a money tree out in the backyard when you place the money in your hand and you blew it. Hello? Come on, people. That's not being a good steward. So God made a way. You think, okay, well, I got this job. And the Lord made a way. You get a job. You get paid. And you say, well, I don't make enough. If you give your tithes and offerings into the house of God, God will stretch those dollars to pay your bills. But he didn't stretch them for you to go shopping and spending frivolously. And then at the end, you say, well, you know what, I don't quite have enough money to pay. That's foolishness. Hello? And so as people of God, we have to start thinking as intelligent people of God, intelligent human beings. We're smart. We're not stupid. God didn't make foolishness. He didn't make no junk. And so we have a clear understanding that, okay, I got my paycheck. Now, I've already lined up this week what bills need to be paid. They need to be paid, I'm going to pay them. I'm going to take God's money off the top first. And I'm not going to do it grudgingly. I'm not going to do it just because I was told to, you know. But I'm going to do it because in my heart, I know that that's the right thing because the Bible says so. And because I give it from my heart, God has received it from my heart. Am I right about it? So I'm giving God from my heart, my tithe and my offering. So now my bills are here. And I can't seem to have enough to pay my bills. So I'm going to pay, I'm going to pray over my bills and my finances. And the Lord, tell me, you direct me which ones to pay to give the most to. I'm going to call, get on the phone. I can't say this, I'm not going to duck. But I'm going to get on the phone and call my creditors and say, look, I don't have this money this week. Can you give me a little more time? Or I have XYZ dollars. Can I save a little on it and then the rest next time? But our problem is we duck the creditors because we know we don't spend the money we have. And we duck the creditors, and now because we don't answer their phone calls and don't answer their letters, they feel like we don't have no intention of paying them. And so a phone call will make it easier. So you know what? I don't have it, but I do intend to pay it. Just give me a little bit more time. Hello. Right. And that's the courtesy that's due them. And you'd be surprised at the respect. Somebody say, you know what? Why don't we do this? You just pay me X, Y, Z, and we'll just say it's done. You don't know how the Lord moves in that. But we have to be honest. We have to do it in honesty. And not only did you hope, tell us that the evidence is the evidence of things not seen. So you hope for physical strength to do the work, and you need to do it. But faith says, the Lord is my strength. He is my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord, I need strength to do this. But the Bible says that God is faithful. You know what? God will give me strength. We got to start talking this and believe in God. Well, time is winding up for some of us, some more than others. We got time to try to figure this thing out. Amen. We should have had it a long time ago. Hello? Yes. Faith in God is faith in God's word. And they're two one. And Jesus said, I in my word are one. The two are one. God and his word are one. So if you have faith in God, you have to have faith in his word and believe the word. It behooves us to understand that it won't look like we think it all looks in our natural mind, believing God and operating in godly faith. It's not going to feel like it's true. It's not going to feel like it's right, but we can't go by our feelings. We got away from that when we came over on the Lord's side. Hello? We were no longer flesh beings. We don't operate in the flesh only to exist here. The Bible says we're in the world, but we're not of the world. In other words, we have to exist, we have to work, we have to pay our bills, we have to eat food, we have to do what we're supposed to do on this side. But when it comes to the things of God, hello, our mind is sold out to God. We believe in what the spiritual things are saying to us. And that means do righteous things, do what's right, follow the rules on this side. When you get a job, work your best on your job. Don't hide and expect them to pay you for working when you haven't even worked. Don't steal from them. Do what you're supposed to do. Give them the time, overtime, if they ask you if you can do it. And give them whatever it is that you're supposed to do. And God will bless you. He'll increase you. So, appropriating God's strength by faith. If we want to use God's strength, we have to move it by faith. It takes everybody to take faith to move God. Now listen, this is me. I saw faith in action when I was first into holiness, when I was converted. And I had an infirmity in my own body, but I thought that I couldn't be healed. And so my pastor taught faith, and he believed in the prayer of faith. And he prayed for me one time, and he told me to believe God, walk in faith. So the infirmity was still there by the next Sunday, and I was back in the line again. And so when I was in the line, I went for prayer, and the pastor did not pray for me. He said, daughter, did I pray for you for this last week? I said, yeah. And so he said to me, God has already healed you, so go and walk in faith and believe God. He said, I will not pray for you for the same thing again because God has already healed you from that. And just like negating God's blessing. In other words, you're canceling out the first prayer. Believe God. So I walked away a little bit embarrassed, But Mark, all in all, he was right because he saw faith. And I knew to the left that he was not good, but I felt like I needed to go up there one more time. And I walked away believing God and praising God. And each day I would confess my healing. I would get up and confirm he was still there, but I kept confessing. And then one day when I got up from my sleep, it was no longer there. After it left, I don't know if it was through the night or whatever, but that infirmity was gone. And there was no sign that it was even ever there. And that's when I understood that no matter what it feels like, once you've gotten a prayer of faith, because the Bible says that any sick among you, call for the elders of the church, right? Yeah. And they'll lay hands on you and what? You'll be healed and what else? If you have committed a sin, God will forgive you. So I should have walked known then, but I didn't. And so now when you get the prayer of faith, just walk in it and believe God. And don't go by what you feel, because your feeling is not going to move the hand of God. So I did not know faith, and I thought I did, but when I went back to my notes and I read the scriptures, and I refused to confess anything other than my healing. After that, it was like, okay, I'm healed no matter what I felt like. I'm healed no matter what I thought. I'm healed. And so when the enemy tried to put negative thoughts into my head, I would fill my thoughts with the word of God. I took Isaiah 53 and 5. I took Psalms 34 and 19. And I took a lot of other scriptures. And I started memorizing them and saying them over and over in my head. And then I remember what my pastor said. I would not pray for you again for something that God has already healed you from. That means when he prayed, he believed God that I was healed. My faith needed to elevate to that level. Anytime Jesus prayed for whatever they went through in front of him, good master, can you do dust, dust, and dust? He said, do you believe it? Do you believe I can do this? Do you have faith? And then those that had faith anyway and went and received their blessing just by touching it, he told them, he said, your faith made you whole. He didn't even take credit, even though he was a son of God. He didn't take credit for it. He said, your faith made you whole. We have to learn to operate in the faith of God. We stop listening to things that negativism and people can plant some seeds in you that will utterly destroy your faith in anything. And so we need to stop listening to that. That, you know, you can hear people saying, okay, you got so-and-so. The doctor tell you got so-and-so. And then you turn on the TV and all they talk about is that disease and how it's killing people and all this stuff. But you, I already got prayer. I'm different. No, I got prayer. I believe God. I'm healed. Or you can say, oh, yeah, I'm going to die tomorrow. You know, you can just crumble and just die. But you're either you're trusting or what? You know what I'm saying? Or you might as well just walk away. So you better believe God. So we can hear that. You can go on the internet. Oh my God. Somebody told me, said one time, the doctor said I had XYZ, and I went on the internet and I was reading stuff. And I can't take no more. I'm like, so you picked it up when you read it. I said, stay off the internet. Why did you even go on there? And she was just naming a whole list of stuff. I said, so you got all of that? Well, no, you don't. I said, you already had prayer. You healed. God healed you, right? And so she went and picked it up again. And I mean, I'm like, stop picking up stuff. Stay off the internet. Stop listening to the news. When it's on top, stop saying a song. Yeah. Hum him or something. You know, amazing grace while they're talking, and then go back to listening. Because if you're going to let people fancy, yeah, but you know what? My cousin had that same thing and she died. I'm not your cousin. Hello. And if I am your cousin, I ain't that cousin. So she said, I'm not. I shall not die, but I shall live to declare the works of the Lord. Hello. Glory to God, amen. So we have to learn to appropriate the faith of God, the strength of God in our faith. We have to let the devil know we're going to be strong in this thing. Because, let me tell you something, folks don't know that the enemy is using them, but that he is. Because you already got the prayer of faith concerning your situation. And now everybody got a clue, some little story to tell you, or some you know, little, what do you call it, scenario. Now everybody knows your story. Hello. And it's all negative. You just got the prayer of faith. So you're going to stand strong. You know what? I get out of here. Stop stopping, folks. Before they start, let me tell you, you do, girl. Hey, I know. God bless you. Keep that one. I don't need that. You don't want to hear it. And see, that's the thing that we got to deal with in our flesh. If our flesh is so anxious to hear gossip and negative stuff, we want to hear this stuff. And when people come to us, but we got to learn to say, no, I don't want to hear it. Because guess what? It's a seed. It's a seed. And you don't need people planting seeds and it's going to bring forth what you don't want. The fruit that it brings forth in your body, you don't want it to bring forth. So think about that. Think about, do I need to hear this? Do I want to hear this? Hello? So I saw faith in action then. And I really started to believe God after I started putting forth. And I started challenging myself. And it was a challenge. It is a challenge now. It is a challenge to believe God in the Word. Because you got so much negative. Now look, Bugatti Bowl. Come on. They go from one thing to another. These people create these diseases and put them out amongst the people for certain things. They have a plan. Let me say something. They have an agenda why they put that Ebola out there. And really, it's not to kill us, but it's for they have their reason. And our government goes to different places and drop them in there. And then they have their, whatever they do their thing. And here we are. And when we talk about now, because we don't, they, and they have a cure for it. They have the antidote. But they have a reason they let it run its course. Hello? And these are things that our president don't even know nothing about. Now he's trying to find out how to figure it out. And those people that sit in what they said, 100,000 feet on the ground, those caves or whatever it is that he don't know nothing about, the lying places where the CIA and all of them that the president never know anything about. So, but we don't know nothing about that either. So at that time, I was determined to have my faith to be increased to the level that I can believe God. I still have to build on my faith with all the negative, and this was a long, long time ago. But I have to do that. And I remember the word Jesus spoke to many of the people that he healed, and that's what comes back to me when I'm not feeling well, when my body is affected by something and I begin to pray for myself and I don't feel the healing or the manifestation right away. And I remember when Jesus said, when he went to those people, he said, do you believe? And so I asked myself, do you believe? Hello. Remember the word of God. Stop worrying about what you feel. It's not there no more. You are healed. You want to confuse the devil. Huh? Yeah. Stop walking with a leg that ain't there. You know what I mean? Start acting on something that you know is not there. And you'll be like, what? How's he doing that? Because your faith is telling you it's there. Amen? Proving God's word by acting on it. So even though we say we know God's word and we know that it's good, but we don't really know the word is true until we have acted upon it and felt the bounty of its glory. In other words, the results of it. We know it's the word. We know the Bible says it's true. But we really don't begin to believe it until we see the results of it. You got faith, that's not faith. You got to believe it before the results. And once you believe it, and people say you're crazy, then when I say, oh, yes, that's the kind of God I'm talking about. You know he do it all the time. Hello? God moves in those mighty ways. So faith is proving God's word by acting on it. Faith is giving substance to the things hoped for. The things that you hope for. Bringing substance. I sure do hope that tomorrow I get this job. Substance is when you walk in there, you walk in confidence. And you sit there with confidence. And you speak to the interviewer with confidence. Look them in the face. I am very qualified. Well, do you know how to do? I don't know, but you know what? I'm a fast learner. And I'll be fantastic in your company. I promise you. These are my accomplishments from the other company. This is what I have done. X, Y, Z. Now you go there, already prepared. And so I acted on God's word with the prompting of my pastor, and it brought substance. Not by how I felt, because if I wish I had myself, I would not have believed that I was healed. Okay? But I had to convince myself. So that means I had to tell myself over and over that the prayer that was prayed for me was true. And I just had to keep saying, thank you, Lord, for my healing. Thank you, Lord, for my healing. It's working. It's working. I'm healed. And sometimes we may have to talk that faith up. We may have to talk ourselves up. This is my job. This is my husband. This is my wife. Our relationship will get better. Lord, tell me what I need to do to make it better. It will get better. My children will be saved. My children will do this. My children will do that. Hello? We have to talk it up. I've already got prayer for it. It's going to happen. My son will be released. My daughter will be released. My daughter will be healed. My daughter will be set free. I've already got prayer for it. God's word says that God is the strength of our lives. The strength. He says, where will we? That's where he is strong. He is the strength of our lives. Faith tells me that when I'm weak, God is still holding me. I remember the prayer, the footprint in the sand. I know the Holy Spirit says all the time, but I know the Holy Spirit made him, imprompted him to write that poem. Because it's then that he's carrying me. When I'm weak, when I'm tired, when I'm like, I can't go no further, he says, that's all right, the rest of me, daughter. I'll take you the rest of the way. And God does. Faith says that I will go the rest of the way. Am I right about it? And so some people just hope and they stop right there. Well, you know, I prayed about it, but I hope God do. And that's it. That's where they go. They pray about it, they hope it, and that's it. But faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hello? The Bible did not say that because it's unbelief and it's sin. And it shows that you have no faith in God's word. Don't we talk about, I hope God will do it. I hope so. He said he will. He said, whatever you ask in the name of Jesus, and he said that in the name of my son, I'll give it to you. So, you know, I hope he'll do it. Hope won't bring substance. You can hope until the cows come home. The cows will just be home. That's it. You still won't have nothing until the results won't come. Hello? You got to have faith. Only faith is going to bring substance. Faith gives substance to your hope. Hello? I hope God's going to do it. But let me tell you what, I'm going to start acting like he already did. I'm praying about it, and I hope it works, but I just believe God, so I'm just going to stop praising him. And I tell this all the time. If you get prayer, you need to start praising God after your prayer, because your prayer says that, Lord, I believe you. I believe it's happening. But when you just get prayer and walk away, there's no faith moving there, right? You're like, okay, whatever. Some of you get prayer and just walk away, you'd be like, okay, Lord, why did I just waste that? Those are minutes I can't get back. I could have been praying for somebody that really wanted to see you. Hello? I just wasted a minute on him, and they didn't want it, just like asking your prayer for me to come. Why do you come from prayer when you're not receiving it? Hello? You may not feel it. You may not feel nothing, but your praise says, I got it, I got it, I got it. Hello? That's what your praise is telling the devil. And the devil said, well, what's she praising? What's she rejoicing for? Amen. But yeah, but your praise says, get back, devil, I got it, I got it, I got it. Hello? You are confused, the devil, just stop praising God. Even when you don't feel like it. Glory to God. Amen. So the devil is the thing hoped for. If the only thing that you do when you pray is hoping, you won't receive an answer to your prayer. It's just nothing. Faith causes God to hear your prayers, not hope. Hope is not going to move God. Faith. The Bible says faith. F-A-I-T-H. Faith is the substance. Faith, substance. Faith brings substance. Faith is the substance of the evidence. Whatever. It's going to make substance. Make that clear Bible become substance. It's going to make that clear outfit you look at to become substance. Faith will make that chair that's not there become a chair there. Hello? It becomes substance of things hoped for. You hope for it, but faith made it happen. Hello? So faith brings substance to your hope. Faith gives answers to your prayer. Hope says, I will get the answer sometime. Hello, in the sweet, by and by. That's doubt. Plain old doubt. Hello? Well, maybe God will do it. Maybe he won't. Well, this is the Lord's will to that. That's not what the Bible says. Faith. Believe God. Act on it. Action. It's an action word. It's a moving word. And only sits in the where what are you doing, sis? I'm just sitting here waiting on the llama. But he's not working. No, I'm just sitting here waiting on the llama. Get up and go to work. How? Do what you need to do. Don't sit there. Because you're not, you say, God, I ain't doing nothing. I need to do everything. I'm not going to do nothing. So the mental aspect versus our faith. Listen to this. John Wesley said some time ago that the devil has tricked the church and given them a substitute. Listen to this one. A substitute for faith that looks and sounds like faith. And many people cannot tell the difference. Guess what he called it? He called it mental accent. Mental A-S-S-E-N-T. Not faith. Listen. In other words, people see what God's word says. And they agree mentally. I agree with the word. And this is speaking of picking stuff up in there. People see what God's word says. And they agree mentally that God's word is true. We all agree that, right? That God's word is true. But they are just agreeing in their minds. Huh? We've all been guilty of that. In our minds, we agree with the word. That's the word of God. I agree with that word. As soon as the trial comes, to test and see just how strong we are and how much we really believe God. That's when we know that it's just a mental thing. It's not really the whole belief in God. And so, mental agreement with the word is not what gets the hand of God moving in your direction. So just saying over and over in your mind, you know, God's word is true, God's word is true. Yeah, God's word is true. Yeah, God's word is true. That's like, you know, I'm bored, I gotta say this, some pastors say, I say it over and over in my mind. You know, God's word is true. Yeah, God's word is true. No concentration, no. Your mind is just saying, your mouth is saying what's in your mind because you heard the pastor say God's word is true, and you just start repeating it over and over. There's no substance to it. It is faith in the heart that receives from God. Remember God said some time ago when the Lord spoke to me and said, if I come to you and I look into your heart. Remember that? God looks into our heart. He judges us in our heart. And if faith is not in your heart, and your mind just says, I believe God's word. I know God's word is true. But your heart is like, oh, really? Oh, God, what happened? Hello, I believe God's word. I know God's word is true. But soon as fear just came in because there's no faith. In God, we don't understand that you got to come from here to here with the word of God. It's got to be in there. And I'm still coming to the heart that pumps blood. But your inner man, your spirit, has to be filled with the knowledge and the faith of God. In you has to be God. You know, like when people are finding, and I don't know, you know, some of y'all probably didn't fight, but when I was a kid, I fought all the time, always in trouble, my bad. But when you're fighting, you look, and you hear the older kids say, she got guts, but he got guts. Hello? Faith is getting guts. When you have an attack of an enemy, or when you pray about something and the enemy says it ain't going to work, faith say, yes, it is. And guess what? Faith will lead you to the ledge and you can walk out because God has already put an invisible bridge across for you. Faith says, you might not see my victory, but I do. Hello. Glory to God. Amen. You don't sound like y'all sleeping tonight. Be careful what you listen to or you allow people to pour into you. If it does not line up with the word of God, it will infect your heart. Anybody, you've seen an infected sore and how close it gets close to That's what happens to your heart when people curse things to your heart calls you to think contrary to the will and to the word of God and cause you to think evil and things that are not right. They've infected your heart. So you can't allow people to infect your heart because of will. And your heart is where the power source of God connects. God connects to us in our inner man. He connects in our spirit. And if when people feed your spirit wickedness and uncleanness, if you allow your spirit to take on this stuff, it becomes a part of you. When God's spirit stops searching around in there for a part of him, he won't find a part of him in there. He'll find hatred. He'll find jealousy. He'll find malice. No. Come on, people, wake up over here. If I everything that's not his, and so then he back off because that's not, you don't belong to him. But when Satan comes and he finds all of that, you're his. And so now you're back with him. So you find yourself out there doing work and then you were before, because why? Now you allow this stuff to infect in you and infect your spirit, and now you're full of thoughts and stuff. Now you got to be cleaned out. You need an antibiotic, which is the Holy Spirit, to repent and start all over again. Like Jesus said, repent and do your first work all over again. And now you know what to do when the same folk come like, right there. You stop them. You got to stop them at the door. You got to stop them right there when they come to approach you. And you got to be cold. Sometimes it's like this, you know, when I know people that have bad conversations all the time, knock you right off that. There's time to talk, start a conversation. The conversation is going to start out, that's going to end up about sad, Bobby, Jesse, Mary, Pastor, so-and-so, Bishop, so-and-so, and they're going to do nothing good. And I know this. So I keep walking. I'm not being rude. But we don't have time for conversations. So the last conversation we had poisoned my spirit. And I don't want to have another conversation with you. Hello? Amen. So you got to be wise on this walk. If you want your faith to increase, you got to feed it good food. You got to feed your faith the word and the will of God. The goodness of God. You got to hang around people that's going to elevate your faith. You said some crazy, you sit around and say, and I have the worst news for me. Mine was worse than yours. Let me say, between the two of y'all, by the time this conversation's on, both of y'all wallowing on the ground. You go to church right now, I don't want to go to church. I don't feel like you should never meet me. Why? Because you're sitting with a negative person talking with somebody that's going to bring your spirit down and make you lower than you already were. Now it's time to separate. Stop letting people feed wrong stuff into your spirit, because your faith will never, in God, will never increase. Your faith in the will and the works of God and the power of God will never increase because of that. Hello? We got to get some wisdom about us. As people of God, you got to stop letting people turn you here and turn you there and stop running for this and falling for that. People are so caught up today. They've gotten so far away from God. They backslid all the way to the backhand of God. Like that man Mary said one time, they're the backside of God and don't even know they backslid. Hello. And then they come to you and feed all kind of negative stuff into your spirit. And here you are believing God for a healing, believing God for a miracle that should need to happen in your life. And now you done got this garbage in you. Come on, people. Think of yourself better than that. Somebody say, I'm better than that. The family says, I'm better than that. I'll take no junk. Amen. When folks talk like that in the word, they're talking about fighting. But you ain't talking about fighting. You're talking about, I don't want to hear that garbage no more. My body, this is a holy temple. Say it, this is a holy temple. And very important to God. We got to start treating them like that. When people like to talk like that, so I used to like to hear that kind of stuff, but you don't see. Go ahead, old Steve. Hello. I mean, you can be nice too, but then let them keep walking, because you don't need that. Your inner man, your gut, these are inside of you. This is what God is trying to connect to. He's trying to get you to get guts to stand on this word. The dude literally, I tell you all the time, like a Marion did. She said, she put on Bible, and I just stood on it. Sometimes you got to remember to do that. Oh, hold on a minute. What you doing? I'm going, where am I talking about? I'm going to go back. They was acting crazy. They'll walk away and then you ain't got to hear the rest of that conversation. Right? Y'all have everything. You done lost your mind. You got to do something to keep your sanity, keep you connected to God, because the enemy will try every trick in the book to separate you from God. We don't want your faith to increase. Don't you know his time, his days are numbered? You know that? He know. He know they're numbered, and that's why he's working so hard to bring as many things as he can with him. Because he knows his days are numbered. It's the children of God that don't know it. You know? So, you are what you eat. And if you're not eating from the word of God, you are not receiving the word of God, but you're receiving the word of men, and you ain't receiving your daily bread. When you ask of God, give us this day our daily bread. Hello? You think the bread that God is going to give you is going to be just for your body? What about for your spirit? He's a spirit. He said that must be to serve his spirit and his truth. If you worship him, you got to worship grow weak. And so therefore, when you get prayer, you just say, oh, okay, come on, thank you. And you just walk off. And you don't feel nothing, you don't receive nothing, and now you're going to say, yeah, I ain't feeling nothing. What do you want to feel? How do we take a swat and hit your body head, but that's what you're talking. When you cop there ready, you feel it because you already got it in you. People don't understand the spirit is in you. The faith is in you. If you believe God, it don't matter about his vessel. It doesn't matter if they hands on you. He is not the healer. He is so what? But if you come up there and faith that God used your servant to lay hands on me so I can get my healing and believe God. We got certain people that we believe like they're doing the healing. They ain't doing nothing. And certain ones, if you stay in the Lord's way, the certain ones going to be on the other side and go. What you doing over there? Hello? I thought sure he's going to be with me. He's on the Lord's side. Hello? Because he said to himself, didn't he? You going to say, did I cast out devils in your name? Did I heal the sick? I held so many prayer meetings and Bible studies and all this kind of good stuff for you, Lord. I walked the streets preaching and teaching your gospel. I fed the hungry. Didn't I do all of this in your name? I'm paraphrasing animals, but y'all know what the scripture says. Didn't I do all this in your name? Jesus said, I'm going to say to you, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I know you not. Hello. A lot of people that are walking in the gift don't know God. That's why people, you yourself gotta have a relationship with God. You know God. You know the power and the spirit of God. Don't let nobody shake your faith. You are a child of the living God. In your faith, your whole life depends on you having faith in God. Because every time the devil found a little weak spot in your faith, he's gonna creep in there at his door. And every time he'll shake you, and you'll find yourself fainting and falling for every wind and doctrine. Why? Because he found just a little peephole there. That he's got like a little crack in that door there. He's like, I found a crack. I can get in there. I found what's that? And malice, a little jealousy right there. Let me creep in right there. Now he got you. Don't let folk plant stuff in you. And remember what I tell y'all, Eva. Somebody tell me, you always come out. I know you don't. You don't do this no more. Let me tell you the best thing about you. And you think that's your friend. Walk away. Tell them, you know what? I don't need to hear. I really don't need to know that. Because be careful. You trying to increase your faith. You trying to grow in God and in the wisdom and knowledge of the Lord. And here comes this sweet looking trick from the devil. You can be your best friend, or custom. Call themselves to be your best friend. And they want to plant a seed in your fertile ground where the Spirit of God has already planted good soil. Now they want to plant a dirty, rotten seed in there. You got to stop them. Because if you let them, you don't want to open the door. You open the door. You make sure you stop them right there. Say, no, I don't want to hear that kind of talk. Just stop and say, you know what? Thank you. I know you said you're doing good, but I don't need to hear that. I don't want to hear that. Yeah, but you don't know. I really don't, and I really don't want to know. And I guarantee you do that to them once or twice, they'll never come back to you no more. That's nonsense. I promise you they won't, because they know you stand firm. But you sit there and listen, okay. And then you say, look, it don't bother me. Quit lying. It bothers you. It bothers you. And they know it bothers you. And your best friend just messed up your flow and your spirit. Your good friend. The preacher or the cousin or the auntie or the uncle that claim to love you so much and think that everything is so well with you and them. And they put this seed in you when they know you're doing everything you can to have a relationship with God, to increase your faith in God. And they plant that seed in you and drop your spirit just that much. And now they walked away. That was another trick of the devil. They don't know the devil used that. They don't know that. They really thought they were telling you something. But they broke your spirit. Hello. So if you do that, if you stop them, this is really good, Eagles. If you stop them, they'll stop. They won't come to you no more like that. Because they'll know they can't come to you. God spoke to me in 2008. He spoke these words. Remember I told you. If I come to you and I look into your heart and I see that you have not repented, how then will I know that you have repented? And Romans 10:10, the Apostle Paul said, with the heart, man believes until it makes you believe. But with the mouth, confession is made. You believe salvation through the heart. You know, we learned that a few weeks ago in our study. You can't be saved without faith. Otherwise, what you've been saved to or for, here you're not. It takes faith. Confession is made with your mouth. Every word of God that comes from your mouth has to be followed up with faith. You have to believe. Don't just speak it just because you know it. Believe it. Mark 11 and 23, Jesus said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe in his heart. Now, see, he said that? Shall not doubt where? Shall not doubt where? Okay. Shall not doubt where? Shall not doubt where? In your bed. Y'all afraid to say it? In his heart. What's that? Cannot. If you doubt where?
In his heart.
Thank you. Good night, nurse. Just say it. Hello. He said, if you shall not doubt in your what?
Heart.
And shall believe in your what?
Heart.
So you can't. The doubt and the belief are where?
In your heart.
So both can't be there, right? He said, you shall not doubt in your
heart.
But you have to believe in your
heart.
In order to receive anything from him, you got to do what in your believe in your
heart.
Hello. Unbelief is doubt in your
heart.
Faith is belief in your
heart.
All right. Now I can't say the word. Say it. Many say it. Those things which he said shall do what? Come to pass. Because obviously y'all not following me in the scripture. Mark 11 and 23. But he said, and those things which he said shall what? Come to pass. Now in Bible study, you have to bring your Bible, you have to open your Bible. The word is read, you got to read it too. Hello. I'm not lecturing, you can Bible study. Then he said, he shall have whatsoever he said. Mark 11 and 23. Let me read it again. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, whatever your sister may say, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe in his heart that those things which he saith shall come to pass, then he shall have whatsoever he will. Okay? Are we reading that? You get it?
Yes.
He said if you don't doubt that whatever you say, but believe that whatever you say is going to come to pass. Believe that whatever you say is going to come to pass. Believe that whatever you say is going to come to pass. Then what? What was the last word? He shall have whatsoever he said. Doubt and unbelief can't be in the same spot. So if you don't doubt, then what else come? Believe, right? So whatever you say, believe that whatever you say is going to come to pass. I will be healed. I will be made whole. That's it, bottom line. I will be healed, I will be made whole. Bottom line, that's it. And it's going to come to pass. But you can't doubt it. Yes, but you know what? I heard somebody got crippled from that, I shall be made whole. Did you hear what Mabel say about that disease? I don't want to hear that. Because that's between you and Mabel. He got me out there, I shall be made whole. I am healed. And you shall have whatsoever you say. But if you say, oh, you know, that's probably me too, Mabel's got it. And it took Mabel, I thought it would take me out too. Don't want to throw some dirt on yourself or whatever. It just took. But whatever you say, believe and not doubt. Believe that it's going to come to pass. Have faith in the Word of God. And I tell you, can't have faith without studying the Word of God. Study the Word of God and remember this God. Know this God. Somebody say, that's not God I serve. about this situation. Then you got the word. You go back to the word, blah, 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 blah. Okay. I'm going to have what I say. I am healed. I will be made whole. Yeah, because I'm a child of God. But we're different. But God. But God. Yes, you're a but God. Hello. Amen. Doubt is in your head. Say that again. Say that with me. Doubt is in your head. Say it again. Doubt is in your head. See, you can have doubt in your head, and you can still have faith in your heart. Don't allow doubt in your mind to enter into your heart. But once they get there, that's why. When you first get it, this is how it starts. Doubt here in the head. So somebody, the doctor already planted a bad seed in your mind in the first place. But now you're talking prayer. Doubt is there. I'm going to pray. I'm going to not already said. I got the 6 months. Okay, you can pray. Now doubt already speaking in your mind. And so you got the doctor's opinion. What do you think? So you're coming for prayer. And doubt is telling you no. But your heart is saying, for him, therefore, my sickness and my infirmity. And I have sight from him. Jesus said, if I have anything without doubt and believe what I say, I can have it. But your head is saying, but the doctor says. And the prayer comes. And then you start, when the prayer goes, you start glorifying God. Because in your mind, you start remembering the word. Himself for your sickness and your infirmities, by his side you were healed. Oh, that means I'm already healed. If I believe what I say, the preacher already prayed, those that sick come and let the elders of the church lay hands on me, they'll be healed. So the elders lay hands on me, I'm healed. So now I got the word of God, and all of a sudden that doubt moves from out of your mind and your heart. What's in your heart? The word of God that you already know starts moving to your mind, and you start saying, but God! Hello. And now you walk in the house of God and around your house, praising God over and about you lost your mind because you're walking up in the middle of the night, you just get up and start praising God for no apparent reason because he is God and not for nothing but that. And all of a sudden, one day you go back to the God and say, well, I know. Now, you know what? I got to run some more there because I ain't seeing nothing. I know what I saw. And you say, but God, hello. You can faint and say, oh, yeah, the next test probably going to show somebody. You can say, I don't care what all the tests you want, doctor. I'm already healed. God has healed me. Hello. By your confession and the belief in your heart. When you stop believing that thing, I don't care what nobody say, it won't move you. All right? So you got to do that. Don't let doubt enter into your mind. Keep it out. Mental agreement says, I know God's word is true. And I know he promised me healing, and he promised to answer my prayer, but for some reason I can't get it. Listen, you might say, I don't even understand why. Why don't I have the answer to my petition? When you talk in that manner, you are mentally using that word that John Wesley said, you're using that mental accent. That's like you're saying, my mind says the word is true. But my heart is saying something different. So that's not faith. This is what real faith says. Because when you start saying, but for some reason I can't get it, don't worry about when and where and how. Just keep confessing. Keep believing God. Hello? Because you're talking your faith up. You're talking it up from your spirit to your mind so your mind will stop doubting. So keep confessing. Keep confessing your blessing. Hello? Glory to God. So when you talk in that manner, you're using mental accent. So real faith in God's word says, if God's word says so, that's it. Not by what I feel, not by what the doctor said, not even by what I see. But if God's word says, that's it. The promise is mine. I have it right now. Faith says, I have it though I can't even see it. I'm healed. And the doctor said, yeah, but I see so-and-so, so I'm healed. I had the prayer of faith. They always prayed for me, and I'm healed. Yeah, but I don't see it. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. People won't see it. They won't see your blessing. They won't see your deliverance. They won't see your healing. They won't see you being successful. But faith says, I am. Faith says, I am who God says I am. God can't get no glory out of a sick, torn, and broken body. Hello? Amen. I can't bless the house of God if I don't don't have no money, you know, I'm just broke, hustling, and stuff. So whatever my needs are to be met, God sees them being met, and all I got to do is walk in them. Hello? So yes, it is mine. Yes, I will be successful. Yes, I am here. So you might say, I know that, but it ain't haven't happened yet, and I don't see it. Well, if you already had it, you wouldn't need faith. Some people, if they got a big fat bank account out there, you know, like $1,000 in their account, or they got so much faith. Why do you need faith when you got a big old fat bank account to share? You don't need faith to go to the bank and get your money and do what you want to do with it. Hello? That's not faith. When you already know it, when you already see it. You don't need to use faith when you can just go get it, it's right there. I can believe that that Bible is right there on them one people. I have faith with that Bible. You saw it from across the room. Did I need faith to get the Bible? I thought. Hello. I can't see the next pew, but faith will say to me there's a Bible on the next pew. And my faith is only going to get that Bible off the pew. I don't see it, but I'm going to get this Bible. I'm going to get that Bible. And it's one minute. But if I see it, then I need to use faith. I can just go pick it up and use it. What's the point? Hello? If you see it, if you take it, if you touch it, if you hear it, then you don't need faith. It's already existing. Just remember, the substance of things, hope, whatever, the things I see don't exist right now. But it is. Faith is for the unseen. It's for the untouched. It's for the unheard. It's for the undiscerned. It's when there is no physical, visible evidence. Then your faith steps in to produce real, physical, visible evidence. Hello? Some people want to know it is first, like, you know, Thomas? If I don't see his hand, the scars in his hand, the hole in his hand, I won't believe it. But some people want to see it right then first, and then they believe it. That's not faith. Huh? They think in the natural. They want it to happen first before they believe it. That's not faith. You have to believe God before you see it. That's faith. When you believe it without sin, that's faith. When you believe it because the word of God says it, that's faith. It hasn't manifested yet, but faith said it is. So it is. That's faith. And that will make your faith manifest the substance that you're looking for. Mark 11:24 says, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. Believe that you receive them. Mark 11:24. Whatsoever ye desire when you pray. Believe it. Don't stop praying with doubt. No, if you want to do what you do. Lord, if you feel like doing that, Lord, you feel me. Lord, you love me. And then you start bothering with it. Lord, if you do it for me this time, I will. No, goodwill. God already knows you ain't going to be keeping that promise. Hello. Don't even try to bargain with God. Do what you're supposed to do in God. God will do everything he said he's going to do for us. Everything. That and then for us. Having faith comes after the believing. You have to believe that you have your petition before you get it. You have to believe it before you see it, before you get it. Believe it. Hello? No matter what your body says, you have to believe the word of God. Romans 3:4 says, let God be true and every man else a liar. Romans 3:4 says, let God be true and every man else a liar. Romans 3:4 says, let God be true, and let every man else be a liar. The men are not going to agree with God's word. When we act on faith in the word of God and not on our feelings, the results are always forthcoming. You can just guarantee, glory to God, that when you act on faith, you can just wait. You know God's going to do exactly what he's saying or doing. Without a shadow of a doubt, when you're moved by faith. If you just sit around groaning, moaning, complaining, and you start doing all this before your petition is filled, you will not get an answer from God. Don't even try. You will not even try. You have no faith to move the hand of God when you stand in the midst of your groaning and moaning. Hello? We're going to stop right here on tonight's lesson. Next week we're going to continue. We're going to be talking about believe what the Bible says and not what the sense tell you. Do we have any questions or comments before we move further? Okay. The Bible says that faith is the blank of things hoped for and the blank of things not seen. Faith is finished as the blank of things hoped for. Faith is substance and the blank of things not seen. Y'all scared to talk. Y'all scared to answer my new open mouth and talk. This is Bible study. Everybody don't get a beat. Now faith is the blank of things hoped for. And the blank of things not seen. Amen. So if you're not, if you hope for this, there's substance. Faith is going to make it substance. You can be hoping night and day. Is hope going to make it happen? What is it going to take to make it happen? And how are you going to do that? Say, how you going to, somebody get in there, how you going to exercise your faith on certain things. Give me a scenario of how you exercise your faith in certain areas.
How you exercise?
Exercise your faith to make it move. Give me a scenario of something that would happen and how you move in faith.
Well, that would be myself. It's like, now that I'm sick in my mind. And I was so afraid for God to heal my
body. And I had faith that God was going to heal my body. So now I don't ask God to heal my body. I just said, God, I thank you for healing my body. Because I got the faith in my body.
That's a great example.
Not, Lord, heal my body. But now, Lord, thank you for healing my body. You've already prayed. You've already prayed, you've already gotten prayer, and now you have to feel that prayer with faith. Act like you do. Act like you feel your mind. You have to look at that. I'm using the precious minister, Gary Rollins, and you just said, your hair all gone, but I'm healed. But you're sick and tired, but I'm healed. See, people who are trying to negate what God has blessed you with, you can't take that. You have to stand on what you say. Say, for instance, say you, I'll use you and Mimi. Praise God. Amen. For example, when you took your test and you get a promotion on your job, I know before you even thought of you getting that promotion, when I spoke to you, when the Lord told me to tell you that, sometimes you cry about promotion. That was not really. You probably thinking something like that. But then it came to pass. Because you took it and you believed God. And you moved on. If you don't move on it, it may look foolish. It may sound foolish. But you don't know what the future holds. Only God knows. And if God speaks something to you, and you just thought you don't see it, then I use her for example. She didn't see it. But she just really got on full time ready to get with that job because she was just working at it forever. Just down four times, and I come and tell her that she's going to get a promotion. So I almost laughed when I took that just out coming to you, because I almost hear your heart. She said, well, I just got rid of them. I'm going to get that. And look how she's been there, what, a year?
Yeah, but I've been there
full time. Full time, 5 months. And look at what God did for me. And God, when we believe God and stop doubting and doubt too much, we want to see everything. Don't try to see it. It ain't going to be visible for us to see. God wants us to. He wants us to exercise our faith. That's what he wants. He wants us to move in faith. Because it, our life requires it. We can't. We live in the natural on this world, and what has it brought us? Sickness, disease, obesity. You know, everything else you can think of living in the natural. So in order to live in God, we have to live in faith. So he wants us to move in the faith realm. When he speaks to us, when he talks to us, you could be reading the scriptures and God will speak to you in the scriptures concerning your life. Some of you can't, what? I know the Lord is talking about me. You know I'm going to stop now. But if you receive that, oh, I take that for nothing. Lord, thank you. You read it. None of us got to tell you that. You read it. And all of a sudden, things start happening and God start moving. Hello. I remember the Lord told me it was in good clothes. One night, long time ago, I was praying, and one of my long, long prayers, when I had this long list of prayers, and I had my book in my cabinet there when I lived like that without my book for my inspiration and stuff from him. And the Lord said, I'll never let your word come back. I didn't understand what he was talking about. But then I caught it. And so sometimes I would just speak out of my mouth from it. And I still do it right now. No, I'm not saying this for me, because it ain't me, it's God. But I'm saying this for you to elevate your faith and get to the point of God and move toward it. And sometimes I'll just speak it out of my mouth. And then I take Minister Mary, one time I said something on his name, and she said, Pastor, don't say that. You know, you can't say words like that out of your mouth. I said, you know, it was concerning myself. I said, you're right. I said, oh God, I had to take that out of that atmosphere. But it's already spoken. So I had to repent of that. Be careful, especially if you have the Holy Ghost. What do you say? Because God is listening. And he will perform. The angels are there waiting to perform your words. And if you speak negative, that's exactly what I'm asking. When you speak positive, people don't have to believe you. You don't even care, really. I don't care if you believe it or not. All I care about is God do it. Watch and move. And God will amaze people. He will confound people in their eyes. I remember, I'm going to say this and then I'm close. Bishop and I,
everything we do is by faith, to tell you the truth, whether y'all know it or not. Everything.